3-year unlimited K warranty. No, not Rory. The used cars at Jarvis Toyota.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloan.
In comes Sloan, and he has put it through the Sloan dog. Rory! Rory!
Yes, the Adelaide champ joins us now. Sloaney, headed up north just for a bit of R&R. You've been at Byron Bay, you've moved on. How goes the break so far?
No, it was very good, mate. My break's a little shorter than the rest of the team because I've got to still do a bit of training, which has been nice. But now we headed up there, Belinda and myself, caught up with Andy Otten and his lovely wife, Emlyn, and Otto put me through my paces. He was my rehab nice. Coach up at Byron Bay. I think it's Byron Bay Magpies. He did a fairly solid session. So got a little bit of training up there and a bit of warmth, and then... managed to buy a couple of surfboards. Since I can't surf, I thought I'd buy a couple instead.
Did you have your footy boots on when you were training?
Yeah, had my footy boots, had the runners up there, had everything, football. Took it all
good.
Up there, mate.
So well, you'd be right to go.
Mate, the buy's been and gone, or it's about to be, so will we see you?
Yeah, well, that's the plan. 100%, that's the plan. Done. So I'll train this weekend with the boys. And, as long as everything's going smoothly and I'm recovering and tracking along how they want me to, then I'll certainly be putting my hand up for selection because I think I've ticked off a lot of the requirements, and there's probably a couple more to tick off this weekend.
And a few other mates coming back with you, hopefully?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I'm not sure how they're all feeling at the moment. I'm sure a little break would have certainly helped Rory Laird, Luke Brown, Tommy Lynch, a few others as well that are all itching to get back out there and play some footy.
Mate, Eddie Betts, bloody hell, 4 weeks. Can't take a trick down there.
Yeah, poor Eddie. He's starting to play some really good footy as well. He's really hitting his straps the last month. I thought his last month of footy, just watching, has been outstanding. So we're going to miss Eddie. But again, like I've said the whole time, just allows some of these younger blokes to get a crack and gives them the opportunity now to stand up and take some of those reins that Eddie's been so good at for us the last few years.
Sloaney, another week, another club you're linked with. Now it's Melbourne because your sister's going to go and play some footy there.
Yeah.
Congratulations on becoming a Demon.
Well, membership.
Isn't that the worst reporting ever?
Yeah.
If you think that's true. I mean, she's 26. She lives her own life. And what do they think? We're going to play football together, do they?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, that's where it's
I'm
at.
With you,
just because your sister's gone to a footy club, you've got to go there.
Good on her.
Yeah. But look, absolutely. I'm bloody proud of my sister. And it was a big decision for her, actually. One, she wanted to keep quiet for a fairly long time and not have distractions around it. But she's an incredible athlete. I've watched her play a stack of volleyball, and she's a tall girl. She's got really good football skills still.
Nice.
She kicks in the off season, and she kicks the ball really well. And she's, as I said, a good athlete that runs really well. And I think she's just really excited to earn her way up and to work her way through Casey. It's going to be exciting times for her, and I can't wait to watch her play.
Mate, what about the Crows? Tex, obviously on record afterwards, down on confidence, just in a rut at the moment, very much because of injury, but now just starting to sort of show a little bit on field that, not the disconnect in the sense that you're not still in it together, but the lack of continuity in the playing group playing together.
Well, we've had a great run the last few years in terms of having basically the same group out on park for a long period of time. But again, it just provides, I'm not going to dwell and be negative on this because again, it provides, as I said the whole time, great opportunities for some young guys to stand up. And unfortunately, we've got guys, senior guys as well, that are a bit out of form, and some of us senior guys that have hardly played much footy as well. So it's a responsibility we all share, and we're certainly going to make the most of this break, get guys refreshed, and make sure we come into the second half of the year and really get back to playing the type of exciting footy, winning hard through the contest, and the type of footy that we've been expected to play the last few years, because that's the footy we love doing.
Mate, we're back at home next week against the Eagles. No Darling, no Josh Kennedy. So, mate, we will win next weekend, and then boys are on their way. They got some momentum, get some confidence back, and we're away.
You couldn't ask for a better month of footy, really, coming off a bye and a few poor weeks of performance. I mean, we've got West Coast, who are sitting equal top. We've got Richmond, and we've got Geelong. So
beautiful.
I think it's just, again, we've been presented a few challenges over the years. And, again, this is another one that we'll just take head on
Good boy.
And we'll make sure that we're ready.
Love it.
Love it. Travel agents are happy because they'll know your destiny as well within 3 weeks, so it should be good for everyone to book their trip.
Hang on. Sorry, mate.
You've
been slapping me all week, Sloaney.
I couldn't resist myself. Hey, Sloaney, did you get woken up last night by a notification on Twitter on the internet that Eddie had done a hamstring?
Oh, let it go.
No, I didn't actually. I got an email.
Hey, enjoy your break, mate. Always great to catch up. Thanks for taking the time out. Cannot wait. Fingers crossed that we see you back after this bye, all right?
Yeah, it'll be a great week next week in studio if I'm back and ready to go. So I can't wait. I've been itching to go for a long time and hopefully tick those boxes this weekend and probably get you to play.
Because if you're out, we're getting your sister on, okay?
Yeah, she actually looks quite similar. You just give me a bit of longer hair and she'll fit right in.
Great work, mate. Great to talk.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Rory Sloane, thanks to Jarvis Toyota. Don't forget, for anything Toyota, visit Jarvis Toyota.